Hey girl, do I have a stellar show for you today? So I regularly get asked, how long does recovery take? How long is it gonna take for me to rid myself from this terrible disease? I just want to be done with it. I wanna be recovered. I'm going all in, and while I may not feel 100% ready, I am ready to be done with it. I just wanna get to the other side of this thing. But Lindsay, how long is it gonna take me? Sis, answering this question is surely not easy. It is a loaded one, and I wanted to dissect it on the show. This one is gonna help shed some light into not only how long it took for me and my personal recovery journey, but it will help you navigate the realities of yours. All right, sis, let's get right to it. Hey girl, welcome to the Her Best Self podcast. I'm Lindsay Nichol, former competitive figure skater and perfectionist, turned God-led imperfect boy mom and digital CEO. If you find yourself constantly thinking about food and wondering if you'll wake up one day free from the obsessive thoughts and behaviors controlling your life, then I've created this podcast for you because I know exactly what it's like to be a downright hot mess trapped in the destructive cycle of disordered eating. I finally found freedom, and you can too, girlfriend. So if you're ready to heal your relationship with food and body and break the chains of control and show up in your best health, then grab your favorite Tarjay journal and let's get to it so you can start living your best life as your best self. Today is a good one, sweet sister. I'm talking about how long recovery takes. I'm gonna share a little bit about my personal recovery duration and my journey. And I want to shed light on this entire end-to-end process. And I will actually argue that it is an ever-evolving process. So I'm going to drop the bomb. Okay, here it goes. There's no set timeline. There's no timeline. I know that's not what you want to hear. I know you want me to tell you 6 months or a year or 3 years, but there's no timeline. There's no quick fix. Your recovery is as unique as you are, girl. For some people, it will take months. For other people, it might take years. For me, I was in the latter category because I had stuff I had to unpack. And the thing that I want you to take away from today's episode is not just how long recovery is going to take, but how long you're willing to continue living in your current reality. You see, you can't cure an eating disorder. There is nothing that you can do to cure it, but you can accept it and you can no longer contribute to the unhealthy behaviors that are keeping you stuck in it. So how do you do that? Well, by looking at different variables, this can help determine how long recovery is going to take for you in your journey. And so today I want to share with you some of the things that go into actually how long it might take for you to recover from your eating disorder. I want to set the tone of today's episode because I'm not a clinician, and I say that all over the place, not only on my podcast, but also on my website. And I'm not a clinician, but for my personal journey and my expertise in this field, and from working with client after client after client, everybody's situation is different. I will tell you, however, that there are a few variables that can determine how long recovery is going to take for you. And I want to unpack those in today's episode. So number one is the stage and severity of your disorder. This can have a huge impact in your recovery timeline. Research suggests that early intervention can improve treatment outcomes. But what I want you to focus on is that it doesn't matter how early or late in the game you are. If you've been struggling with this for 6 months or you've been struggling with this for 16 years, it's always possible. Recovery is always available and you can become capable. You can become free. So if you've been struggling and you're asking the question, how long is recovery going to take? The answer really is however long it takes. The bridge of recovery is this analogy that I love because I have so many bridges in my neighborhood, but honestly, I love thinking about recovery, walking over the bridge. When you're on one side of the bridge, you're not the same version of you that is going to be on the opposite side of the bridge. And for me in my journey, when I was standing before the bridge, I wasn't really quite sure yet that I could walk over it. Maybe you're there now. Maybe you're there now. And when I got to the middle of the bridge by putting one foot in front of the other foot and doing the opposite actions and listening to my treatment team and really trying to follow through and, of course, having bad days all over the place, when I got halfway through the bridge, I felt like the bridge just kept getting longer and longer and longer and longer. My recovery journey took a couple years, and my weight restoration roughly took 6 months. And during that time, I was able to gain a good amount of weight. I was severely malnourished. I'm only sharing this with you, friend, because you are my friend. I'm sharing this with you, friend, because you're in my circle and you found me and you've blessed me. And so I want to be able to give back and bless you. But my journey is not going to be your journey. My time that it took in my recovery, my on the bridge experience might be shorter and it might be longer than yours. So take that with a grain today. But as I was in the middle of my recovery, roughly about a year and a half into my recovery, I had restored weight, but I had also not dealt with all of the mental stuff that was going on in my mind. So it took me years after that to process tons of fears, to process the belief that I had over so many years of my life that my worth was chained to my weight. And so I sat many months on the bridge, spending so much time upset with how long it was taking me that honestly, I didn't realize how far I'd already gone. And so if you're finding yourself maybe in the middle of all the things, like you're like, I'm on this bridge and it feels like it's never ending. And so I want to know how long recovery is going to take for me. I want you to ask yourself, does it matter? Like, this is a journey. This is a journey of becoming the best version of you. Can you sign up for that? That is a level of commitment like no other. And yes, it does matter in our day to day. It matters because we feel like we're going nowhere and there's so much work. I get it. It matters. But the reality is that freedom takes time. It may take 6 months. It may take 6 years. However, what I want you to understand with this one is it's always possible. And it's possible for you today, friend, no matter where you are. Another thing that I want to chat a little bit about is just co-occurring conditions. So if you experience depression or you have a mood disorder or you have a complex condition in your life, this can have impact on how long it takes for you to recover from an eating disorder. I won't go into all the clinical stuff with this one, but treating these different complex conditions is so important because when you treat that, you can then give attention to this, okay? And so looking at the larger picture of your life and the reality of your life, do you have a co-occurring condition? Do you suffer from ADHD or OCD? Is there some sort of mood disorder? Is there another complexity that's going on right now in your life? The next thing to really focus on and looking at in terms of the duration of how long it could take for you to recover from an eating disorder is the level of help and support you currently have at your fingertips. This is the one I want to focus on because the treatment or the lack of treatment that you receive can have a huge impact on how long recovery takes for you. What I'm not saying is that your treatment determines your recovery. That's not what I want you to hear in today's episode. However, what I do want you to understand is that you can't do this by yourself. So if you don't have support, if you don't have people that are in your circle, that are your fans in your life, that are helping you, guiding you, and you don't have a professional treatment team or you don't see a dietitian, therapist, all the things, I'm not saying you have to. What I'm alluding to here is that the support you receive will help determine the amount of time that it takes. This disorder, it gets into your mind. And it's really hard to get yourself out of your own mind. And that's why working with somebody that really knows what they're doing, working with somebody in a professional setting that can help you get past this place that you're living in currently is what it takes. But also, no matter the support that you have, it has to be the support that truly makes a difference for you, that truly meshes with your personal values, your needs, and your freedom desires. And I could underscore that because, sis, I loved my last therapist that I work with when I was going through treatment, but it took me like 4 to get to her. And that's okay. I realized that some people helped me, some people triggered me. I wasn't in a certain place when I was talking to one of them, so that didn't work out. Like, recovery is gonna take however long it takes, but you need to have that great support and those resources around you, and not everyone has that. And that's something that is the real. The next variable that can really play into this timeline is your willingness to do the hard things. What is your commitment gauge? If you look at your personal commitment gauge to recovery, is it a 3? Are you a 9? I want you to give yourself a commitment gauge. What is your number? And then I want you to take some time to reflect. Why that number? And what would it take to get you to a 10? See, it's not about complete readiness with recovery. However, it's more about being open to what it looks like. What matters is your commitment, your why, what's driving you, and what support you have along the way. And if you don't have support, what support can you invest in along the way? And if you can't invest in support, what resources can you turn to along the way to help you so that you're not doing this alone? See, motivation is fleeting. Motivation is how the world responds on January the 1st. But motivation is a feeling. It is fleeting, which means it's gonna be here one day and it's going to be gone the next. Commitment, sis, that's a choice. That's a choice that you can wake up every single day and make. So today, what is your commitment gauge? Like, what is your number? And if you want to up the ante in your recovery timeline, what are you willing to lay down or pick up in order to do the hard thing? What would it take to get you to a 10 on the commitment gauge? The truth is that recovery may never end. Some, it may take 6 months. Some learn to exist with the illness forever. But what I want you to ask is that you? Is that what you want? Is that it? Is that all that you have for your future? See, I don't believe that that's all God has for your future. The bridge of recovery, it's gonna look different for everyone. But if you're sitting with yourself and you're feeling like you've done all these things and you're just not there yet, and it feels like it's taking such a long time, I want you to flip that. You see, I was tired. I was tired of actually even doing the work to get to the end of the recovery bridge. I wanted to get to the other side so quickly, but what I was missing was the journey. And I didn't realize how far I had already come. For today, to try on some encouragement, write down how far you've come. What are some of those wins? I want you to acknowledge that and show yourself that compassion. Yes, the sooner the better. That's our culture, right? I was like a turtle. I talk about the turtle being my recovery spirit animal because I truly was. I was slow. I was steady. I was consistent. Yet I was moving. Always moving, very slow, but moving nonetheless. The next variable to shed some light on is the access to care component. And different countries have different levels of care. This is why I feel like recovery coaching is so amazing, because in my practice, I can meet a client exactly where they are. I can help provide value to help you plan, to help you put action, to help you do something today, right now, wherever you are. Sis, I have clients all over the world, 17 hours difference. It's incredible what technology has done for us. Am I right? So yes, maybe you're in a country where you don't have a lot of treatment options available for you. And for that, I am so, so sorry. But the truth is that you can find something today that will help you for your tomorrow. And so that's where I want to go next. Why put off for tomorrow what can be done and accomplished right now? So ask yourself this: how long do I want for this to take? If I feel like recovery is taking forever, if I want the answer of the recovery timeline question, how long do I want it to take for me? How long do you want to live in current reality, sis? Don't give up. Don't you dare give up on the woman you're becoming. hard work, well, it requires hard work. And recovery isn't a race. And getting to the other side of the bridge, while it felt like it was never ending, I will tell you, there were moments I went backwards. There were moments I stepped off. There were moments where I wasn't even sure where I was on the bridge. It wasn't a destination. It wasn't linear. But you, right now, you get to see it as an obstacle, or you get to see this time in your life as an opportunity. You see, if you don't know where you're going, then you can justify wherever you are. And today, I don't want you to justify where you're at. I don't want you to say this is good enough, or I'm not sick enough, or I don't have enough care where I live, or my stage and severity is so off the charts that it's going to take me years to heal from this, or I have so many co-occurring conditions that I'm just never, ever going to get there. Sis, do you have desire in your heart? Do you have a spark that's there that's telling you that this isn't over yet? Yes, it took me quite a few years to consider myself fully recovered from my eating disorder. But the good news is that if I can do it, so can you. If every woman that I'm coaching can lean one step further every single day, so can you. If you have a spirit of fire inside of you that's telling you that this isn't all for you, so can you. And what doesn't matter is how long it's going to take, but how long you're willing to commit. And for me, I was willing to commit no matter how long it took. So what is your gauge of commitment? And why put off tomorrow what you can start doing right now? Your recovery timeline is your recovery timeline. If you're sitting there thinking, you know, it's just taking too long, I want you to think about all the time and energy that you're spending in this place, that you're losing that time in your life. Sis, time is the hottest commodity that we have. And if I could go back in time and take away all the years that I dealt in my mind, I so would. And that's not to create shame and not to even cause my own self to go down that path. But what I want you to know is that there's no quick fix. There's no set time. There's no timeline. Your recovery is as unique as you are. You're amazing. You are worthy. You are strong. You can do the hard things. It's time you start believing in yourself. And today's message is to help you do just that. So stop questioning how long it's going to take for you to recover and do the next right thing with the time that you have right now today. I hope this one encouraged you. And if you're looking for more support in your journey, I am running on a wait list. I have one slot left for the spring. So if you are looking for support, go on over to herbestself.co. Get a client application filled out and submit that to make sure that we can set up some time together and I can walk you through whether or not I can help you or I have a coach on my team that can help you. And if not, I can point you to other resources. I'd love to meet you, love to engage with you. Come on over to our community, herbestselfsociety.com. I want to meet you there. We've got some amazing women out there. And friend, I just want you to know that you are a blessing here. Recovery is going to take however long it takes. But however long it takes really isn't your business. Your business is to put one step in front of the other and be the slow and steady turtle that consistently does the next thing to get you across the bridge. I'll talk to you real soon. Bye, girlfriend. Oh, friend, thank you so much for letting me share what was on my heart today. My hope for this podcast is to help more women find freedom from food and body. If this has empowered or blessed you, let me know. I'd be honored for your rating and review of my show, and I'd love to connect with you in my private Facebook community. You really can move from perfection to purpose. Let's break the chains together. I'll help navigate the way. Until next time, bye for now, girl.